Hello, I'm on the air. This is Kathy Cook, Bright Lights Pathfinders. We have a guest host tonight. However, we're having a little trouble getting her on the line. So, Planewalker, if you're listening, just call Seth at the number he left on your answer machine. I'd like to start out tonight with a little bit of breathing in from your abdomen and out through your nose, and just releasing all the entities, and just center yourself as much as possible after this big day that we've all had. Just take another deep breath in through your nose, out through your abdomen, through your mouth. Okay, I would like to, first of all, thank everybody at BBS Radio for allowing us to be able to air on live on the internet communication ways. And also, I would like to thank everybody that has sent in prayer requests and has such a strong faith and belief in prayer. I would like to also thank everybody that has been on my show before, and I especially would like to send out prayers to John DeBoer, his family, for the loss of his mother. He's just a really special person that will be on the show in 2 weeks. And if everybody could just give a moment of silence just for that family, I'd appreciate it. Thank you so much. And tonight, we were going to talk, Planewalker and I were going to talk some about the past history of getting together, how we met each other, and some of the people that come across her path, what she teaches, and how she's evolved. But since she's not on the air, I guess then, hold on just a second. Like last week, I was talking about people wearing other people's spiritual clothes and getting your own identity, which is very difficult at times when you're looking for some nudging to wake up and be who you're supposed to be in this world, for this world, and for the light worker that you're to be. My daughter, Ashley, had someone come into her place of business today and ask if she was gifted, and then proceeded to ask if her mother was gifted, and started telling her how I looked and everything. And I thought that was a little crazy, but she said he was just looking for like-minded people. And that's, so she gave him my Bright Lights Pathfinder's name. And hopefully we'll hear from him, because there's a group of people that get together here in Charlotte that are really, really, really strong with teachings and wanting to learn from one another and share our experience, strengths, and hopes together. So that was the last little bit of news I just got. I just talked to Planewalker about 5 minutes ago, so I don't understand what exactly is going on with her. Maybe she's having phone difficulties. I don't know. But what I can do is, if anyone wants a reading or intuitive consulting, they can call me at 877-876-5227. I'll be glad to give an input of some abilities that I have by way of reading out of my journal or taking you on a little trip. The information highway is getting really rampant out there. So, let me just open my journal to something I wanted to share with you guys tonight anyway. It's about how I listen. It's dated 9/406, and it's Into the Truth. I now listen with my heart and not my mind. As my daddy told me, from the very first words of remembrance, that I was a hard-headed person. Now, a hard-headed person to me is being choleric, a choleric temperament, headstrong, strong-willed, always wanting your way, always wanting the things that you see fit and nobody can tell you no. But then there's the soft side of clerics that gets their way to getting into the world, to get their place into the world. And there's also that melancholy that is very sensitive and easy and very, some melancholies wear their feelings on their shoulders and some melancholy. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi.
I understand your guest isn't available yet and that she might be available for a reading. Did I hear that right?
Who's speaking?
Oh, this is Ken.
Hey, Ken.
Yes.
What would you like to, would you like to go out of a journal or would you like to go, like, into some colors and runes and different same things like that?
Whichever you think would be most helpful. Do you have any idea what would be more helpful?
Well, centering seems to be, and meditation seems to be a little bit of a question with you, I feel. Is that correct?
Yeah.
And you're wanting to find more out about how to be able to listen actively more within yourself to the God of your understanding?
Yes.
Okay. Then let's do this. Let's do some breathing exercises where you breathe in through your abdomen and in through your mouth and then blow in through your nose, I mean, and then blow out with your mouth and just take a couple of deep breaths.
Okay.
And again. And as you blow out this time, blow out all the negative thoughts, beliefs, feelings, actions, reactions that you've had for the day in the past. Okay, Ken. What I'd like for you to do is I would like for you to close your eyes while we're talking.
Okay.
Okay. And I would just like for you to imagine if you could be any place in the universe. Pick a place that you would like to go. It could be in the stars. It could be in the moon. It could be in a planet. It could be daylight. It could be a cloud. It could be a tree. It could be a place. But just pick one and just feel it for a second. While you're closing your eyes, look up into your center point of your forehead. That's your third eye. And then just feel it for a minute and then give me descriptive adjectives of what you're feeling.
See, I don't, you know, and I understand the whole thing about visualizing those things, but I think I'm just such a left-brain person, I just can't get there.
You don't feel anything?
You know, I can start to imagine. I mean, it begins what like
feeling
my imagination.
What right now? What's the feeling? Give me a descriptive feeling that you have right now.
You mean just currently sitting here?
Uh-huh.
A little nervous being on radio, but...
just you and I on the phone.
I hear you. But, yeah, I mean, otherwise I'm okay.
Yeah. Well, let's go to an animal. Choose an animal. You can be the animal. You can be looking at the animal. You can evolve around the animal. Or the animal can be your pet.
Yeah, I got a dog, so...
You want to pick a dog?
Okay. Yeah, I love my dog.
Yeah, I love my dog, too. What's your dog's name?
Patton, like General Patton.
Oh, mine's Puppy Wuppy.
Yeah.
With that dog, you can become the dog or you can just be, you know, with the dog, Patton. And give me descriptive adjectives of what you feel with the dog.
I would say I think he's happy.
Are you happy with him?
Yeah, I'm very happy with him.
Great. And what else does he feel? Do you feel with him?
I think he's a little agitated. He'd like to go outside, but it's cold and snowy, and it's taller snow than he is tall. So.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's
yeah.
He gets to be outside more in better weather.
I'm writing, so bear with me.
Okay.
Okay. And what does he feel like? Is he Is he jumpy, happy, excited? What does he cause you to feel with those feelings?
No, mellow. Comfortable. He's in his comfort zone.
That's cool. Okay, now let's go to a color. Any color. It can be many colors or just one color. And you can just be holding it like a piece of material. Or you can be wrapped around it. You can be wearing it. Or it can be your room. Or you can just be looking at it. And give me some descriptive adjectives of that color. How it's causing you to feel.
Now, should I be, like, asking, like, should I be choosing the color?
Yeah, any color you want. Any color at all. And it can be one or more.
Okay.
And when you're ready and you feel it, just give me some feelings that go along with that color.
Violet. And adjectives. Strong, cleansing, I want to say like fine.
Fine?
Like,
perfect.
As in like texture.
Texture, mm-hmm. Okay. I'm going to give you the answers to these after we finish. You want to do a couple more?
Whatever you think.
Okay. Can you go to some water? It could be a drop of water. It could be a waterfall. It could be an ocean. It could be a lake, a creek bed. You can be actually the creek bed, the water, or you can be looking at the water.
Or I'm going to go to my favorite beach.
Huh?
I have a favorite beach.
You have a favorite beach?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Funny things always happen to me when I'm out there, too.
It's what?
Just strange things in my life always happen to me when I'm out there.
Okay.
I've met a bunch of important people in my life on that beach.
Okay.
It's kind of strange. You don't think you'd meet them on a beach.
A lot of important people in your life come along with that favorite beach.
Yeah.
Okay, and what feelings do you get when you're there?
You know, for some reason I see, I think of American Indians.
Okay. And that feels what?
It feels safe. But it feels strong, though, too.
Okay. Okay. Now, if you could be any kind of entity, it could be a piece of furniture, it could be an outside flower, it could be a piece of grass, it could be a sofa, a table, what would you choose?
Does it have to be something solid like that, or, I mean, could it be something like a dog or a cat or a...
Well, you already did the dog, but if you...
Oh, okay. All right. But something inanimate.
Right.
Is what you're saying. Okay. The first thing that came into my mind that was strange was... that was weird, because it just did come in there real fast, but I don't know if I'd settle on that. Wow, that was weird. How that came right in. I was thinking of a window.
A window? Okay.
Yeah, I have no idea. I mean, there is a window on my wall in front of me, but I don't know why that would come to me like that.
What does a window represent to you?
Quality of clarity between two places.
Great answer. And that feeling?
And the feeling.
Yeah, that quality and clarity that you've got.
Okay, you mean like a sign, how does the window feel?
Like Like, what are you feeling while you're looking out the window or in the window? Or
well, being the, on this one, it's being the window. Excitement being between the two.
Okay. Okay. Now, if you thought of white, the color white or white room, or any, you know, it could be white anywhere, what would you feel with white?
What would I do with the white?
What would you feel?
What would I feel? Clean? Clear?
Okay.
Before I could run my filter, you know, my mental filter on it, I had omnipresence. That was strange. Another thought that ran in before I could start thinking, you know.
Was what, strength?
What's that?
What'd you say before you could run the filter, what?
Omnipresence. Omnipotent.
Okay.
You know, like knowing. Just like knowing.
Okay. What we're going to do, if you're through, or you can continue going and adding to the other ones if you want.
No, I think I'm good.
Okay. Well, I know that from what you've told me that you know of the knowing of the great I Am, the gift of all entities in the universe, of God.
Yeah, I'm actually reading
with your past.
Right.
And you're very understanding of it. But you know that you have to filter through a lot of debris at people, places, and things to be able to stay on task with it. You also are a very strong person. You're very, 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 very connected to the Saint Germain. And
how do you know that? Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry to interrupt you.
Okay.
I'm going to Mount Shasta next week.
On vacation, just for some reason.
I don't know why.
Well, you're very fine and content with that. And you see a lot of different things to learn. And it's like putting a quilt together, you know. And you feel things very deeply inside. You feel things to the nth degree. You are a little hard on yourself. However, you're very strong with yourself. Things that happen to you along the way are very important. When you meet a person, they become your friend for a good long while. And you don't necessarily have that many acquaintances, though you do. You more are a people person that likes to get to the root of the person and really get to know a person well. You feel very safe and strong within your own self and your own environment and your own being. And with relationships, others feel safe and strong with you as well because that's what you project out. You have one thing that you said, strange things happen. And it's almost like the strange things that are the iterative secrecies that evolve and the likes that life attracts to you and in your world today. And more so, the window of opportunities. You see both sides of the coin. You're very optimistic. You would like to know all things before you make up your mind. You're not a judgmental person towards other people. And it's very exciting to be in the place to be able to see both sides of the coin. You are very happy and very well adjusted, but you get very agitated when you don't know what things are going on outside your world. You are you like more of the spring and fall than you do the winter and summers, and you like to be able to voice your opinion. And when you're with your other people that are in your circle of life, you're in your comfort zone because you feel that you can say, speak, and do anything that you feel with these particular people.
Yeah, right on.
And that's what I got out of your little words.
Wow. That's cool stuff.
So did that hit you right on, or pretty much?
Yeah, very much.
Okay.
And you know, it's funny, you know, because I pick up keywords that you throw out that I hear. I'll just say I hear recovery. You know, like resonates with like. You know, I hear that. You know, it's that journey you don't always see that you're getting anywhere. You know, you just keep walking.
Uh huh.
So I wouldn't necessarily have said those things about myself, but they are true.
Well, I'm a chemically dependent adolescence counselor, so that's where some of my lingo comes in.
All right, and I'm sober 10 years.
Congratulations. That's awesome.
Right.
So you're in for some new beginnings and new change, huh?
Yeah. I mean, that, you know, and it's weird. One of the people I met on that beach was my chemical dependency counselor before I actually met her at her work. Just kind of strange, you know?
Huh?
Just kind of, life is strange, you know?
Yeah.
Just seeing all the connections, you know?
Connecting the dots. We all connect together at one point, don't we?
Yeah. It's a tough plane, though, you know? It's a tough place to be. Even knowing some things, I thought it would get easier with knowing more, but it doesn't necessarily.
Just when it gets easier, then it gets a little bit tougher. That's just like school, you know, graduating to the next level.
Yeah, I've been kept on a real learning thing. I haven't been allowed off the treadmill.
Uh-huh.
You know, for 10 years I've had to run really, really hard. It's kind of like I went off the treadmill.
Well, I see it. I see for a 10, it's 2 fives, which equals double change. You're in for some extreme change here in the next couple of weeks or so, or even now. You know, it's up to you to make up your mind. Just go for it. That's what you do. You go for it because you're that strong of a person.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and I had a neat circumstance where I think I ran into a bunch of people where I'm fulfilling a soul agreement right now. And it's kind of nice because I'm hoping that it's on the other side of that's a new beginning.
Right.
It's really neat knowing that you're in a, you know, even if it's something really difficult, but like, hey, this is a soul agreement. And it is strange knowing that, you know, there's no logic, you know, there's not that much logic to it.
It just is, isn't it?
Yeah, it just is. And really strange things start happening around it.
Yeah. That's like knowing the mystery, you know, the mystery we always try to solve.
Right.
The great mystery of God. And, you know, it's just like a little more of this and a little more of that into the concoction makes up a little more solid foundation for us to stand on.
Right. Yeah, you know, whoever would be going to you and having you as their treatment counselor, that would be some lucky people. You know, be able to get some insights into them, you know. I do the volunteer side, you know, but I really love that kind of stuff.
Wow, maybe you ought to look more into getting into it full time then.
Yeah, I've been fulfilling the soul agreement and it's been taking a lot of time off, you know, but it's almost done. So, you know, this is something I agreed to do, I think, so it's important that it's done right.
Sound very content and very peaceful with yourself.
What was that? I missed that.
You sound very content and peaceful.
If you knew the circumstances, too, you wouldn't believe it, you know?
But you're handling it very well.
Yeah.
That's the strength of you.
Yeah.
And you see the texture of each different individual situation and acknowledge each one instead of trying to force against them.
Yeah. It's an amazing. It's still challenging, but it depends because the better I get out of it, I stay out of the logical mind. The logical mind really does make a lot of problems.
Yeah, we have to listen with that heart.
Yeah, because
people
then you start
trying to think mind out of the way sometimes.
Right. And I catch myself trying to, you know, make it all add up. And it's like sometimes, you know, but you don't want to float away into the ether either. So it's that, you know, you want to stay grounded. But then again, you when it comes down to making a choice, you do have to follow your heart, you know.
Exactly.
Sometimes in the face of logic. And that's a tough one for me.
Yeah, I keep that grounding there so we don't disassociate from ourselves.
Right. Yeah, well, it's a lot different than it was 10 years ago, I'll tell you that.
Man, you've come a long way. Ken, I appreciate your call.
I appreciate your help. I'll listen to the rest of the show with and thank you so much for your insights and your time.
Oh, thank you so much for calling. It's been my pleasure.
All right. Have a good night. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Seth, did you say Plane Walker was on?
Yes, I'm here.
Hey, girlfriend. It's good
Hi, sister.
Have you here.
It's good to be back. Hello, everyone. Hope everybody's having a good evening.
Yeah, it started out really good, really, really easy going, and he gave me good feelings, you know, good energy, Ken did.
I like what your the caller just said about time's following your own heart. Sometimes that's all you can do is just follow what you feel in your heart.
But yeah, it's our heart and not our mind, because our mind is man-made of people, places, and things along the way of birth, since birth. And if we can center into our hearts, then that's the purest garden where we hear, you know, God speaking and our inner thoughts of what to do, instead of other people, places, and things that are planted those thoughts in our minds. Or, you know, just not planted them in our minds, but, you know, recordings of old conversations and such, the tapes, you know.
I had this one friend tell me the other day, she says that she's heard this saying, prayer is when we talk to God, and meditation is when we're listening to God, for God.
Uh-huh.
I thought that, yeah, it was pretty good. But, there's that Lily Tomlin said that I just absolutely love. It goes like this. Why is it when we talk to God, we call it prayer? But when God answers back, we call it schizophrenia.
Huh.
Very well, very well said.
You're coming in a little muted. I can't really hear you that well.
How's this? Is this better?
Oh, that's really great.
Okay. I'll repeat that, what Lily Tomlin once said. She said, why is it that when we talk to God, we call it prayer, but when God answers back, we call it schizophrenia?
I've never heard that before.
I love going into the depression chat rooms and putting that saying up, because I know just exactly how it's going to impact them, and you just see a lot of the chatters just... You just see them literally kind of going from hunching over to a straight spine, and this energy starting to glow around them, and here's this validation. Yes, we're not schizophrenic. You know, we do hear God. You know, I think that was one of the hardest things that I struggled with when I was in the religion that my mother raised us kids up in, which was Christianity. I thought it was so odd how they teach you to be in constant contact with Christ and with God, and believing in angels and that our angels talk to us. But if you ever say that, well, God told me this, or my angel said this, it's almost this negativity that just oppresses you into being silent. It's, yes, we're supposed to do this, but just don't ever talk about that you ever got, that God or your angels or Christ ever communicated with you.
Yeah, it's not like that today, though.
Yeah.
Thank goodness.
We're getting freer, aren't we?
Yes, we are. This world is waking up.
Yes, I love these shows that we've had on, like Paranormal State. That's an excellent show that has really helped boost that this exists, and these children, oh my God, these children that they've had on that are 8 years of age, and they showed one that was talking to trees, literally talked to trees. And kind of out of the mouths of babes, huh?
Yeah. Well, trees show a lot of good auras, especially when their leaves are coming out and you stare through them, and you can see the energy dancing from one leaf to another.
Uh-huh.
I learned how to read auras with trees. And I hug my trees and my plants and talk to them, too. You know, it's...
I had something really interesting happen to me about 3 years ago. This is at a time that I had really had become confident about that we can communicate with plants and trees, and that everything created has a spirit. We had the little community that I lived in. The supervisor had a company come out and trim up the trees, and there were two pretty good sized branches on this one tree that they had cut off, and it was right about shoulder high to me, and I just thought, oh, that is, I bet it's hurting. You know, I can just imagine that, how awful that had to feel. And I thought, well, I'm going to go up and place my hand over each one of those like wounds, you know, and see if I can't get some healing initiated. And I had put my right hand over one, my left hand over the other. And I tell you, I swear to God that this happened. I literally could feel the sensation of wood and going up my arms. And I allowed it to get to my elbows. I never experienced anything like this before. I've had other times that when I have touched branches that have been just freshly sawed off and never had anything happen. But this time around, much different experience where I literally knew what it was to be wood.
Wow.
Of course, that's something that I go around talking about, because even I have sometimes, you know, have to scratch my head and wonder, you know, if I'm really going nuts, or is this really happening?
I used to sit under a mighty oak tree, and I would say, oh, mighty, wise old oak tree, you've been here so long. Tell me things that you see, you know, and I could just feel the vibrations on his bark.
Well, you've heard for years and years about if you're in need of energy, or you need to balance your energies, to go hug a tree.
Uh-huh.
You know, that the tree is able to absorb our energy and also give energy. And therefore, why wouldn't we be able to put our hands over a freshly cut branch and experience what that tree is experiencing? You know,
I mean, the tree's got the roots deep into the earth, its branches spread up to the sky, and then they fall as far as the east is to the west, the north is to the south, and within it is the sap that keeps it growing.
That is true.
And the leaves fall off and nourish the ground and nourish the roots and go right back up the tree and make a bud and make a branch and have every season of life as it comes alive.
There's two trees that are by where my mom lives, right across the street in the empty lot and right next door to her in the empty lot. And I tell you, I just love those trees. And it's really interesting that when I talked about this with other friends, that to find out how many people really do have a tree that is very special to them, you know, that they're just connected with. They just love it. I love to go spend time underneath it, or just stand there and be in awe of it.
Yeah,
it's interesting that how...
One of my first, you know, when I first started getting back on this path after I'd been asleep a while, after I woke up when I was little, is I went to that big, mighty oak tree, and I just sat there
And I pondered, and I said, what have you seen? You know, and I closed my eyes and went to sleep and just decided that this is the path that I'm going to take. I'm back on track. And it was due to that mighty wisdom oak tree that did it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's great that you brought that up. So,
Speaking of plants, have you heard of the plant that is out of Africa, grows more in Central Africa, called ibogaine? Another name for it is ayahuasca. A friend had told me about this plant many years ago, and it's the Witi tribes is one that's well known to use this. The root is used, and they know that this particular plant, when ingested, gives true spiritual visions, not hallucinations, true spiritual visions. It is, there are different organizations that have been using it to, help people cut addiction. One dose of this, people are no longer have whatever their addiction is, it's gone. I had, read this one article where this gentleman said that he had sent for some of it, and, what he had happened was that it was opened up to him the reason why that he married the woman that he was married to and what all her reasons for them being together. And at the time, their marriage was very rocky. And after this experience, I'm not going to go into all of it, but from that time on, his relationship that he had with her was phenomenal.
Wow.
Didn't have, got off the rocky way and got on the smooth path. Well, actually, one of the big stories about this, there's a direction I'm going with this here in just a minute. There was a tribe in Africa that was having all kinds of discourse in the tribe where there was relationship problems and even divorces happening, and the tribe was not, did not have the unity and was being in threat of dissolving. They decided to relocate, and they came upon one of the Boiti tribes, and they saw how everyone lived in such harmony, and the relationships were as well just as in great harmony and happiness. And they had asked them, we want what you have. How do we obtain this? And they gave them some of the ibogaine.
Spell that for me.
They ended up,
how do you spell it, that?
It's I, B as in boy, O, G as in gains, A, I, N as in Nancy, E as in Eastern.
Okay.
And I recently had read, well, they had acquired what the Boiti tribe had. They achieved that. I have been reading where it's believed that this ibogaine is the tree of knowledge that is spoken of in Genesis, in the Garden of Eden.
Or it could be an ancestor of it.
Well, the spiritual revelations are just incredible. I know there is one church here in the U.S. who has gotten the right to use it, and it is for to be used mostly for spiritual enlightenment growth, because you see things, it opens up and shows you what really is, the truth of what is. Its ability to cut through addiction is just, I was just awed by it, the stories that I've read, that a person who was a 17-year addict on cocaine and meth and all kinds of even alcohol, that this addict had taken one dose, and by the time that that had wore off, never touched the drugs or alcohol again.
That is amazing.
And has no side effect. Yes, to what we... Well, I remember you had talked about, even with me, that God has given us everything on this earth to that will help us progress, whether it's to progress in the ability to heal our bodies, to heal our minds, you know, to advance even in technology. We know
right.
that there are these plants that will awaken certain areas of the brain.
We talked about that several times, I believe. And also, you know, going natural. And previously, when I hadn't talked to you in how long? 3 or 4 months? And I see that I had back spasms, but I wouldn't take that medication. And you said sometimes I needed to take the medications. And I told you I didn't like to put those things in my body. That I took a lot of hot baths and soaked and smudged and changed my hair and changed my way of thinking, and I would breathe differently, and daggum if it didn't just lift up. And yeah, it was taking my breath. It was going, when I talked.
There's something else that I came across this just a few days ago. You know, when I was studying medicine, I had come across some research of marijuana, and the trial cases that they had at the time, because we're talking about 1990-91, where they had taken cancer patients who were receiving chemo and or radiation therapy, and they split them up into two groups. One group got the regular prescription medication. The other group got the medical marijuana, and I remember that they were not prepared for the benefits, the reaction that the group that had the medical marijuana had far out benefited. There wasn't the vomiting, you know, there wasn't the sleepless night, the muscle aches, and you know, so forth, all these horrible, horrible side effects that you get with radiation and chemotherapy. And while these were able to eat and able to rest, the other group remained very miserable. And I was never one who, I had tried it about 3 times when I was in high school, and I disliked it. And therefore, I really didn't have any prior knowledge about what this herb can do. And I had read here just recently that science knows that marijuana will increase the theta brain waves. And that the theta brain wave is the brain waves that we focus our task, whatever is at hand, we're focused on it, we are able to analyze it, we are able to comprehend it, grasp it, whatever it is our higher cognitive level that allows us to get our business, get our work done.
How interesting.
Yes, that it is able to have that great effect is just absolutely phenomenal. But you know, it was I think that when I read about that, I automatically thought about how the government has fought to keep this out of the people's hands, and I thought, you know, this is one way to keep people dummy down is not to tell them these incredible benefits.
Well,
we're starting to see medicine starting to incorporate it medicinally.
There's all kinds of herbs and plants out there that can help us in tremendous ways.
Yeah. Yes, if we can just break through the bureaucracy of being able to have access to it.
Well, I'm going to change the subject a second. What do you see in the year to come? What's your perspective?
Well, a lot of my friends have been talking about the 2009, 2+9, 11, which 11 is a master number. And they've been very excited saying that this is a time that we will have a greater awakening. And it's also, I think it's the master builder. I can't remember right off. We're already starting to see, at least I have been, and a few of my friends, there is a lot of it's interesting dreams that people are starting to have, dreams as they have never had before, and it's been impacting them on the conscious level, where their awakening is coming more to the surface. So, yes, we're going to be seeing. We're going to see a lot more that has to do with spiritual abilities, more than we've ever seen before. I think we are going to have revelations, more revelations that from technology that has been hidden from us. I believe that people are going to become more widely accepting of who our origins were. I know that you've heard about the Anunnaki.
Uh-huh.
Who the Anunnaki are. And actually, I was reading on Zechariah Sitchin. Have you ever heard of him or read any of his stuff, Kathy?
I don't know. If I haven't, then apologize. I try so hard not to read anything.
Uh-huh.
I know that sounds crazy, but I just want to stay so centered and spirit-filled that I try not to get any other things involved right now. That's just where I am today.
Yeah, I understand that. My guides have a habit of getting me on the Internet or even watching TV, because I'm not a big TV watcher, but it seems like they're, when I'm being led to it, that I end up finding certain type of information out, and my guides have brought me across this Zechariah Sitchin, who has been studying ancient Sumerian texts, and he has been writing books since the I believe the 60s or 70s, and he talks about how the Anunnaki came from the planet Nibiru, which is also planet X, and that it was the Anunnaki, actually the chief medical officer, his name is Enki, Enki or something like that, that he actually created Adam. But he was saying that the planet was having global warming problems of their own, and they came to Earth to mine all the gold. And they had reached a point where they decided to create basically a slave. So, you know, people that would mine, would go into these gold mines and do the work for it. And it is said that the Anunnaki are the ones who created Adam.
Wow.
Yes, those who came from heaven to earth, you know, known as the Nephilim, Anunnakis.
Uh-huh.
There's a lot of this information that is really starting to come to surface that have had stories written about it, but kind of in a smokescreen sense. And, for example, there is a link on there where it was spoken about that the Salem witch trials, that too was a type of smokescreen that actually what the church was trying to do. I'm just tell you what I read on this link, that they were actually trying to wipe out the Anunnaki bloodline. So I think what I am... I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
How are they going to do that?
How are they going to do that?
Uh-huh.
No, that's what the Salem witch trials were about, were really about.
Oh,
trying to
okay.
trying to stomp out the remaining Anunnaki bloodline. And this is what I'm talking about, that we're going to have more revelations about our origins, the truth of who we really are. And I believe that we're going to see a greater acceptance of this and a desire to dig even deeper into our texts, you know, the ancient writings and into these, into the pyramids, to the hieroglyphs. I think we're going to have quite an awakening concerning, extraterrestrials, aliens, and on a very positive note. You know, such as like the Pleiadians, what's mostly known about Pleiadians is that they are high ranking beings that, are governing,
uh-huh.
ensuring that there is that which is beneficial, that which is good, and helping to fight against any other type of corruption coming in. You know, Pleiadians are very well known as for, I guess, the keeper, the gatekeepers on this.
The 1111.
Yes. Yes.
A lot of people don't understand 1111. They think it's evil, but 1111 is, it goes in the Bible, it goes in, you know, just about everything 1111 does. But I've heard a lot of people
mm-hmm.
think that they see 1111 as some kind of evildoer. But it's just actually opening another gate, and it's where Orion is being healed from Mother Earth, you know, where he was the healer, and bringing healing upon this earth is what the 1111 is all about, opening up that stargate and bringing down the unraveling the star of Orion, and where Scorpion bit his ankle because Orion mistakenly said, I feel so good about my hunt, I could kill everything. And Mother Earth got so upset that she took it literally when he was just in love with Zeus's daughter that she sent Scorpion to bite him on the ankle, which killed him. And Zeus was so sad that his daughter was so sad that he put him up as the brightest star with E-L-E-R-N-A, Elena, around, is in the seven dogs transmutation around, and Scorpion Flame up there. And Elena is the one that's bringing the healing down for the Earth from Orion. And that's all.
Uh-huh.
But, Plain Walter, Miss Tam, we have about 1.5 minutes left, and I just wanted to thank you for being on the show. And tell you
that... Thank you. Thank you for having me. Next week,
we're going to go inside of BBS Radio and talk to Donald Newsom and hopefully Doug. And maybe we can even get Seth on here. But that's next week's show, to know what BBS Radio is all about, what they stand for, and how they became BBS Radio. And with that, hope you tune in next week, same time, 6:30 Pacific time, 6 o'clock Pacific time, that's 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, on Bright Lights Pathfinders, Kathy Cook. And with that, I'll say goodnight. Goodnight, Plainwalker.
Good night, Bright Pathfinder. Good night, everyone. God's blessing.
God's blessings with you all for a safe week and a safe weekend. Until next time, this is 10-4, over and out.